Farmer of Hearts, Day 38. How can I accurately discern God's will in my life? St. Gianamala once said, "Our concern must be to know God's will. We must enter that path. If God wants, when God wants, how God wants." How do I know that this is God's voice, and not my own, or from the evil one? Discerning God's will is a lifetime learning process. It is not a one-time thing, nor can it be mastered in a way that is foolproof. There are a lot of very good discernment methodologies out there, most notably, St. Ignatius's Discernment of the Spirits to help us discern God's will, which is one of the most important life skills to learn. And yet, it may take us a long time to master the skill. But having said that, there are basic concepts and life attitudes that can help us navigate through this maze of hearing God's voice in our lives. First, we should simplify our lives. No one has a simple life these days. We are all bombarded by many different things, duties, information, ideologies, or even disasters in lives, oftentimes out of our control. We are anxious and worried about many things. Sounds familiar, right? Yes, Jesus told Martha, "There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." We need to set our eyes on only one important treasure and put aside the other lesser ones. As it says in the Gospel of Matthew, "For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be." In practice, that means having one or two simple goals in life. Don't be greedy. Like Mother Mary, her goals in life were to focus on bringing up and serving her son Jesus, and to bring others to him. That's all. It's simple. Based on that, she continued to respond to God's call every moment until the next prompt from God to change course, or to be more exact, to fine-tune her course. Having only one or two things in her life, she could remain very focused. Not only could she pick up the minute movement of the spirit in her life, she could also recognize the subtle movement of the evil spirit who tried hard to take her eyes off of God. These two senses helped her to choose the right thing and avoid the wrong ones. The second way to help us discern God's will is through Jesus' teachings. One vivid example is when Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." If our ultimate goal in life is to return to the Father's house, we need to listen to Jesus further. And he said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Here, Jesus actually teaches us how to discern God's will. We first need to stay focused by denying oneself, by choosing what God desires, and not based on one's desires for pleasures, possessions, and wealth, power, and popularity. The next step is to take up one's cross daily by accepting and embracing life's challenges that are permitted by God as a way to prune us. And finally, to follow Him by constantly listening to God's voice and follow closely. This is a simple and foolproof way to discern God's will. It sounds simple, but doing it is difficult. Jesus knows that some of us will leave him, because it is difficult to even hear about these instructions, let alone living them out, and persevering until the end. But Jesus does not back off from what he commands us to do, as that is the cost we need to pay, the cost and conditions of discipleship. And at the end, our efforts will not go unnoticed. God will not hesitate to share his own glory with those who persevere until the end. It is written in the Gospel of John, Jesus prayed to the Father, I glorified you on earth by accomplishing the work that you gave me to do. Reflection. Am I struggling with discerning God's will in my life? Am I prepared to make lifestyle and attitude changes as suggested in the reflection that will help me better listen to God's voice? Today's prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for showing me how to better listen to your voice to discern the Father's will for me. Please take my hand and show me step by step how I can sift through the rubble in my life to find you, my only treasure in life. And help me to say yes to paying the cost to be your disciple. As a response to your invitation, Lord, I will make concrete plans to simplify my life by letting go of the things that will not lead me to you and resolve to deny myself, take up my cross daily, and follow you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. If you have spiritually benefited from Farmers of Heart, please support our work. Please use the button at the top of the webpage to make an online donation. And we invite you to join our Holy Week online spiritual journey, Light in the Darkness. Let us experience fellowship and unity in the Lord by participating in our live broadcasts of spiritual events. For more details, please visit fll.cc/holyweek.